VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, last Friday, a shooting occurred at Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. On Friday, as Crosstalk began, we announced that the killer was identified as an airman from Saudi Arabia by the name of Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrami. Reports indicate that he entered the United States in August of 2017, relatively new in the aviation training pipeline in Pensacola. The shooter reportedly condemned the United States as evil prior to the shooting. Six Saudis were arrested after the attack, including three who were reportedly filming the attack. But we're going to break this down today and discuss why it is they were here. Why are we training Muslims here in the United States? And here to discuss and express concern, we welcome back Usama Daktak. Usama is the founder and of the Straightway of Grace Ministry. He's a speaker on the daily radio broadcast, Revealing the Truth About Islam. He does speak fluent Arabic. He has translated the Quran into English. He is author of Exposing the Truth About the Quran and Exposing the Truth About Jihad. Usama, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Brother Jim. It's always my joy to be with you and all our wonderful audience.
Usama, there was a tweet that was sent out from Mohammed Saeed Al... Give me his last name, if you would. Al-Shamrani. But here's what he stated in the tweet. He said, "Oh, American people, I'm not against you for just being American. I don't hate you because every day you supporting, funding, and committing crimes, not only against Muslims, but also humanity. I'm against evil, and America as a whole has turned into a nation of evil." Give us your response to what's taken place.
First of all, Mr. Al-Shamrani is a true Muslim, and we have to understand that. What he believes is built on the Islamic doctrine, the word of Allah in the Quran, and the command of Muhammad in the Hadith. So we cannot say Al-Shamrani or any other Muslim in the world who practice Islam an evil Muslim, but they are true born-again Muslim, if you want to use the expression born-again, because in Islam there is no born-again. So have we learned the truth about Islam? Have we studied the Quran? Have we studied the Sunnah of Muhammad, that is his word and his action? The word of Muhammad in the Hadith and what Muhammad did in his life, we will find that Al-Shamrani has the right and must hate America, for America is the great Satan. America is evil. Any other word besides that is just hogwash.
But Usama, here one of the victims was another Muslim. How can you substantiate that? Can you really say that this was a terrorist attack or a Muslim-motivated attack, Islamic-motivated attack?
You know, Brother Jim, it's always like that. Whenever a Muslim attack and do practice the teaching of the Quran, Muslims and liberals alike, they will tell you, he's not a Muslim. Why? Because he killed other Muslims. I mean, we talk about the 3,000 were killed in September 11th. Well, there was 80 or 100 Muslim in their group. Therefore, these are not actually Muslim action. Or ISIS. ISIS killed hundreds of thousands of Christians and Yazidi and Kurdish. But they also killed hundreds of Muslims. Therefore, ISIS are not Muslim. No, here is the reality, Brother Jim. In the Quran, we know that Muslims are two. Quran chapter 3, verse 167. Muslim believers and Muslim hypocrites. How do we know the difference between the Muslim believers and the Muslim hypocrites? Here's the word of Allah. In Quran 3:167, it says, "And that he, Allah, might know the hypocrites. And it was said to them, come, engage in war for the sake of Allah, or contribute." Here's the two tests which we can give to every Muslim in the world. And by the how they will react to that test, we will know if they're a true Muslim believer or they're hypocrites. Ask them to come to engage in war for Allah, perform jihad for Allah, or financially to contribute to those who are willing to fight for Allah. Listen to the answer in the same verse. He said, if the answer of them, they said, the people who were asked to do these two tests, if we knew how to engage in war, we would have followed you. And then Allah said, they are closer on that day to infidelity than to faith. So So if a Muslim refused to be part of engaging in war, or if a Muslim refused to contribute towards financially to those who are willing to die for Allah, then he is more of an infidel than a believer. So that verse teaches us that Muslims are two, believers and hypocrites. Now, what is the punishment for the hypocrites? That is very simple. Quran chapter 9, verse 73, Allah said, O you prophet, perform jihad against the infidels and the hypocrites, and be harsh with them, and their abode will be hell, and evil is the destination. So Allah is giving direct order to Muhammad and to Mr. Muhammad Saeed al-Shamrani and every Muslim of the world to perform jihad, to engage in war, to kill the infidels and the hypocrites. Let me ask you a question, Brother Jim. Did Mr. Shamrani, Muhammad Saeed al-Shamrani, shot and kill the three guys who were using their camera to record this scenario? Did he shot any of them?
No.
Well, why not? Because they believe in what he's doing. But this other Muslim who were killed, like the hundreds or maybe the thousands of Muslims in Iraq and Syria were killed by ISIS, or any other Muslim, if you are not part of the game, you are against the game. Therefore, you will be killed. This is the reality. And we have so many cases in America where people knew that the Muslims will do their evil act. You cannot tell me if you can come and visit me in my house and you see this bomb I'm making in my living room, and the following day you hear about the bombing. Well, I did not know you somehow was a part to explode some bomb and kill some Americans. Mm-hmm. They know it. So if you stand against me, trust me, in Islam, I am ordered by law to kill you. Even if you are a Muslim. Why? Because then you put yourself in the category of Muslim hypocrite, not Muslim believer.
Usama, one of Sharami's uncles, Robert Spencer, is reporting. He told CNN Saturday he was shocked by the attack. He said his nephew was likable and mannered toward his family and the community. He had his religion, his prayer, his honesty, and commitments.
Here's the problem, Brother Jim. If the American people understand what it is for a Muslim to pray, this wonderful excuse and this uncle who was shocked would be the real evidence why his nephew, Mr. Muhammad Saeed, did what he did. It is when Muslim in America say he's a good Muslim. Why? Because he prayed. Excuse me. Do you American people, when you hear the Muslim prayer, do you know what they say in the prayer? Probably just the most famous chapter in the Quran is chapter 1. Simple 6 verses. And Muslims repeat that chapter in the prayer 17 times a day. As a matter of fact, this is the first chapter Muslims teach their children when they just start learning how to talk. And in verse 5, they say, guide us to the straight way. What way? Listen to verse 6. The way of those whom you have graced, the Muslims, not the way of those whom your wrath or your anger is against, the Jews, nor the lost ones, the Christians. So that Muslim imam or that Muslim uncle and that Muslim nephew, when they pray, they know that Allah's wrath is against the Jews. And Allah is calling all Christians dalim, lost one. And every lost person will spend eternity in hell. And Allah, throughout the Quran, and if we have another 4 or 5 hours, we can quote all these verses, command the Muslim believers to kill the Jews and the Christians, to wipe out those whom his wrath is against, and those who are lost, unless you accept Islam and you convert to Islam. So, because he's a good Muslim, he used to pray. That makes him an evil person, because now we know for sure he's a Muslim believer. You know, I have the uncle told me that his nephew did not know anything about Islam. He was drunk 24/7. He never prayed once. He never read the Quran. He was doing drugs. He was involved in all evil. Something wrong happened with him psychologically. But spiritually, since he is a prayer person, he knows the word of Allah in the Quran, which I hope and I pray that the American people will learn it and read it and understand it so they can understand why Muslims are doing what they're doing here in America and around the world.
Some question why we have foreign militaries here. I saw on SRN News, they reported that there are more than 850 Saudis right now in the United States for various training activities. More than 5,000 foreign students from 153 countries. That's other Islamic nations as well. We have the Washington Post saying that there are 5,500 temporary visas issued to Saudi military personnel by the State Department this year, 2019. And also report that between 2009 and 2018, there were more than 980,000 temporary non-immigrant visas to Saudi nationals, the highest rate for any country in the Middle East after Israel.
Well, Jim, if we cannot learn from the history of yesterday, it will repeat itself today and tomorrow.
What do you mean by that?
It's very simple. If you go to Europe 50 years ago, in the 70s, the people of Europe needed the oil from Saudi Arabia. At this time, there were no Muslims in France or in Germany or England or Holland or Ireland. There was no Muslim in Europe. Maybe a few people here or there. But they requested the oil from Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia said, oh, we'd love to give you oil, but will you take our children? For what reason? Oh, to work. And you know what? At this time, the Europeans need workers. So they went there as a student to study in Europe. They went there as a worker, and Europe needs them for workers. And at the same time, Europe needs the oil from Saudi Arabia. And what's happening in Europe? Europe is gone. In 50 years, between 1970 to 2020, in 50 years, Europe is gone. I mean, those who believe there's no problem in Europe, they're living in la-la land. They are literally, I do not know what they smoke or what they drink. But this is exactly what is happening in America. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for September 11th. Not because I love to see 3,000 Americans killed, but because I said maybe this will awaken the American people to understand the problem of having Muslims live in America. But this is what happened after September 11th. 4 days after September 11th, Mr. George W. Bush in Islamic Center in Washington praised Allah, praised Muhammad, praised Islam, as we're recording this now in our new study, which will be playing next year, as Lord's willing, on BCY, Islamophobia in 2020, the title of our study. And Mr. George W. Bush went to war. And I spoke against him. I said, we are not to go to war against the Muslims because it's repeating the same mistake which literally Thomas Jefferson carried in America 210 years ago. He starts war with the Muslims because he read the Quran and understand Islam. But that war is a spiritual warfare which cannot be won except spiritually, not by bomb, not by shooting. While Mr. George W. Bush was engaging in war in Afghanistan and Iraq, he was bringing Muslims to America. So now nobody will call him Islamophobic, nobody will call him a racist because he loved the Saudi. He brought Saudi to America. He brought Iraqi Muslim and Egyptian Muslim and Somali Muslims to America. And then we ended with Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, and he quadrupled the number of Muslims in America. And the only people who benefit from September 11, believe it or not, are the Muslims of America. And that mistake, which we are repeating right now after Europe have done it 50 years ago, we will pay for it. Muslims come into America for whatever reason. If they're going to come to study, if they're going to come to do business, if they're going to come because we have a tourist visit, they are not coming to America for this reason. These are just cover up. They're here for invading America. That is to take over America.
We're going to be back in 1 minute. Usama Daktak is our guest today on Crosstalk. As we saw the attack upon the Pensacola Naval Air Station, and Usama breaking that down for us with reaction to the shooting. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, when we're looking at the evolutionary scale, what animals would be considered primitive?
Chris, mammals are thought to be more advanced on the evolutionary scale, although all animals are amazingly well designed. Insects are thought to be rather primitive, but research has shown that even butterflies, as they migrate across the ocean, have some sort of built-in magnetic sense which keeps them on course. They can correct their course even if blown off course by wind. Chris, even insects were created by an amazingly intelligent creator. There's nothing primitive about any form of life. Even single cell life is complex. If it's living, it's complex. And it's been that way ever since, back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Usama Dakdak is our guest today. He is the founder of the Straightway of Grace Ministry. He does a daily radio broadcast revealing the truth about Islam. And indeed, we see through the news, the tragic news of a Muslim waging an attack at Pensacola Naval Air Station. Lives were lost in this attack. And certainly we ask that I encourage prayers for the family. We understand one of the individuals that was killed was a Christian sailor who died saving others in this killing and had just recently rekindled his faith, according to the Christian Post. Usama Dakdak is with us today and said, you know, we forget our history, and we need to remember, Usama, that 15 of the 19 hijackers, the jihadis on 9/11, were Saudi nationals as well. But there are people asking, what about, you know, students and workers coming to America from, you know, places like Saudi Arabia or even other Islamic nations? Do we, you know, are we not here to train individuals, to educate them, to go back to their countries? Don't we need this kind of help here in the United States?
Okay, you hit the nail on the head by the hammer. Go back. It's supposed to be, Brother Jim, these students come into America to get education and then go back to their country. I mean, literally, we have plenty of our politicians, I don't have to mention names here, who said we have a problem in the Muslim world. These people need to be educated, and if we can educate them, we can change their life and change their countries, then we have no problem. Brother Jim, these Muslims come into America to be studied in America. It's not because America is the only place in the world you can have education. I can learn to be a doctor in Egypt, or can be a pilot in Egypt, or to be an engineer in Egypt, literally for less than 10% of what I would spend studying in America.
Hmm.
Less than 10%. And have same degree. I can fly the 747 out of school in Egypt for less than 10% what I spend in America. They are using this student visa as an excuse to come to America. And none of these students, let me be clear again, none of these students leave America and go back to where they come from. So it's not right. It's not educating the Muslim for the world. Well, why not we benefit from them in America? Now, do you know how many of them are good Muslim believers? How many of them will wait until the chance to come and he will perform jihad for Allah by killing Americans? Will you gamble and bring 10,000 students from Saudi Arabia or from Egypt? And hopefully and prayerfully, only 10% of them, as the liberal will tell us, are real jihadi, and 90% goes. That means 10% of 1,000 is what? 100.
It's 100, yeah.
Will do what? Who will kill a few thousand Americans?
Yeah.
Will you do that if you are a person
well,
with logic and common sense? So it's not about education. It's about invasion. Once again, most of these Muslim students, especially when we know that Saudi Arabia are sponsoring them. Saudi Arabia believe in the Quran. The Saudi Wahhabi, I know Mr. Trump is a wonderful president. He did great things to America. But like every other prime minister in planet Earth since September 11, they're all dead wrong about Islam. Mr. Donald Trump told us that Saudi is our friend. Like Obama said, like Bush said before him. And he proved that by telling us that he just talked to the Saudi king last week. And he said, the Saudi people love Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. They love America, not Americans. They want to take this country. That's why they perform jihad with their money. As Allah stated in the Quran, 11 times the verse is repeated. Those who believe and perform jihad, and immigrated and perform jihad for the sake of Allah. Notice here, they are Muslim believers. They will travel from their own countries to come to America for the third reason, which is to perform jihad. And then Allah said, what? With their money and their life. This is the reality of true Muslim believers, which go back to Quran 3:167. You perform jihad or you contribute. Not every Saudi is willing to die for Allah, but they have lots of money they can spend for Allah. And they're using this money, literally, to bring hundreds of thousands of Muslims from all over the world, not just from Saudi Arabia. Even the Muslim from India, the Muslim from Pakistan, the Muslim from Egypt, the Muslim from Somalia, they're coming to America by the fund of Saudi Arabia. Not only do they pay their tuition, they give big millions of dollars to the schools to allow these students to come and learn America. They fall in love with our daughters and our granddaughters and marry them and stay in America. For the right time comes, and they will perform jihad for Allah with their life.
Now, Usama, there will be those who will say, hey, you're just being a radical, you're a conspiracy theorist with this. But let me quote here from the Washington Post newspaper. They're a liberal, left-leaning newspaper. And on December 7th, they reported, and here's what they said, earlier this year, the Pentagon canceled a training program for Afghan pilots in Texas after about 40% of the students were reported absent without leave. And then they said a similar program for Afghan pilots at an airbase in Georgia, also facing high desertion rates, and is expected to end next year. Now, that is just an echo of what you said, because here you have all these pilots coming for training, and they're now absent without leave. They've gone AWOL or desertion.
Brother Jim, I'm telling you, I know personally some of my friends in Egypt, not only Muslims, but even Christians, who would love to come to America, and they will write to me, can you find me a school? Because we heard that is one of the best way to go to America is to attend a school. It is an excuse. It's an easy way to get a ticket and to come to America, to get a visa. So I would love to see foreign students come to America, especially Christians, whom I know for sure they will be good for America. Those who will not shout Allahu Akbar to kill an American, but those who are willing to die to save America and the Americans. These are the people we should bring to America, and they are persecuted in the Middle East. So many Christians in Egypt cannot have the education they would love to have, simply because they're Christians. But instead of we bring Christians persecuted to America to have a better education, no, we bring the Muslims. We only know roughly 10, 15, 20% of them would be true Muslim believer jihadi to kill our grandchildren in the near future.
Many thought it was strange that other Saudis were there videotaping the attack. What's your comment on the videotaping that was going on?
It is a great evidence that Muslims in America knew what other Muslims are doing in America. And instead of he get busy using his phone to dial 911 to stop the attack, he would use his camera to record these things. Don't believe the CARE and ISNA and MSA and all these Muslim Brotherhood jihadi groups who live in America. It just happens they wear suits and ties. They look moderate, okay? But in reality, they're Muslims. Don't believe any word they say that they will condemn this attack. No, there are plenty of Muslims who knew about September 11 and they kept it quiet until it happened. And then some of them brag about it in the Arabic language and condemn it in English language. We got videos, Brother Jim, of Muslim leaders, Muslim imams, condemning September 11 in English, saying that Allah's curse be on these 19 hijackers and they are evil people, blah, blah, blah. But the same imam in an Arabic video praising Allah for the 19 hijackers and begging the rest of the Muslims in the West to follow their steps. This is the reality of Muslims in America. When you hear 10% are bad, I can go for 40% because only God knows. And those who take a picture with their camera are equal to those who shot with their guns.
Usama Daktak with us here today on Crosstalk. I saw a quote from U.S. Senator Rick Scott out of Florida who called the shooting an act of terrorism. And then he said this, whether this individual was motivated by radical Islam or was simply mentally unstable. Could it be that this killer was just mentally unstable?
Well, Brother Jim, we got four good excuses the liberals and the Muslims give towards every time we hear about this attack. Number one, these people are uneducated. No, he's in college. He's very educated. Or maybe some of them even have higher degrees. Two, they're poor. No, they're not poor. They're here studying in America and study pay for it. Three, they're mentally ill. No, they're not mentally ill unless you call Allah a mentally ill God and Muhammad a mentally ill prophet, because that goes back to Allah and Muhammad. The last one is they misunderstood the Quran. They took the Quran out of context. I'm sorry. We got hundreds of verses in the Quran and direct commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, which order Muslim believers to do exactly what this Mr. Muhammad Said did. This is the reality of Islam. If the American people who know Islam they will save their future. They will save their country.
I also found it interesting. It was just hours after this shooting unfolded that it was revealed through various individuals that his name was Mohammed. And this also, Usama, on the very day that we reported on Crosstalk that Mohammed is the number 10. For the first time, it made the top 10 names for boys here in the United States.
And it is number 10 in England for some years now. And this is what I'm trying to educate the American people. Don't you think that Muslims are in America just to have to live their normal life and have one or two children? No, they're going to have the four up to 10 wives by the end of their life when they die, these older gentlemen. They'll have lots of wives. They have lots of children. They are baby-making machines. They're not here to assimilate with us and live with us. They're here to have lots of babies. As we just heard it last year, when the Muslim in Canada told the politician in Canada, we'll take over Canada. They're actually telling the media in Canada, we'll take over. He said, how dare you tell me? How in the world are you going to take Canada? He said, we make lots of babies. And guess what? Not just lots of babies, lots of Mohammedans. That's exactly how America will be taken over. If they are today 4 million, there will be 8 million, there will be 16 million, there will be 32 million because they double the numbers, literally, every 18 years. So the problem is not having Muslim in America, the problem is having large number of Muslims in America, because when they will have the upper hand, Brother Jim, they will practice Islam fully, which means they will be carrying jihad in America as we see them carry jihad in the Middle East.
Usama Daktak is with us today. His website is thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. And Usama has a number of materials there. He's got books. He's got teaching DVDs as he continues to reveal the truth about Islam. He has translated the Quran from Arabic into English, a direct translation, not a candy-coated version, but a direct translation. That's available through his site as well, thestraightway.org. I would like to open our phone lines here today on Crosstalk, give you opportunity to make comment. Maybe you've got a question you'd like to ask Usama as it pertains to this issue at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, or perhaps a related question as it pertains to Islam. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Also very interesting to note that earlier in the week, the shooter had hosted a dinner party where he and three others were watching videos of mass shootings. Doesn't that seem odd?
No, Brother Jim, that same that they know what they're doing. These things did not come accidentally. He's not crazy. He knows what he's doing, and so is his friends, those who recorded the videos or those who attending the party, because this is like the party goodbye for that Muslim young man who died as victims of Islam, sadly killing other two victims with him.
Let's go to Maysville, Kentucky. We have Lloyd calling. Lloyd, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. It's a terrible thing that's happened to our service people, our American people.
Yeah,
I'd just like Mr. Daktak to speak to the thought that Allah is a demon spirit posing as a god to deceive the masses.
Hmm. Thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you.
Brother Jim, that's one of the biggest problems we have in America is our politicians and the media in America always try to say that Allah is God. I'm sorry to say it for the millionth time. Allah is Satan. Allah is the devil. Allah gave the command for Muslims in the Quran to kill every Christian.
Usama, let's pick up with that after the break. I don't want you to get lost in what you're saying here. But Usama Daktak with us. I'm lost by meaning in just starting a sentence, not being able to complete the thought. So we'll be back in 1 minute with this issue. Back in a moment. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Our number 800-733-9829.
Christmas has become ground zero in an ongoing culture war where nativity scenes are nixed, Merry Christmas becomes Happy Holidays, and even the word Christmas is considered by some as offensive. Addressing this ongoing battle is the book The War on Christmas, edited by Bodie Hodge from Answers in Genesis. With full-color pictures and illustrations throughout, The War on Christmas provides answers concerning a host of issues and misconceptions surrounding Christmas.
You'll learn where the name Christmas comes from. Is it a pagan holiday? What about replacing Christ with the letter X? You'll find chapters on the Christmas star, the virgin birth, the magi, why creation is important to Christmas, and so much more. This book also presents the gospel, which is often lost as this time is celebrated. The War on Christmas is available for a donation of $18 by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
Usama Dakdak, our guest today from the Straightway of Grace Ministry. Just as that break was coming upon us, Usama, the caller was asking about, who is Allah? Because we're told, it said we all worship the same God, and you just said that Allah is Satan. Did you really mean that?
Absolutely, Brother Jim. I know Allah by what Allah said in the Quran, not by what our politician or the media tell us in America. Or even our liberal Christians in America. Allah in Quran chapter 5, verse 72, said, "Infidel indeed are those who believe that Jesus Christ, Son of Virgin Mary, is God." So Allah declared to us, all Christians who believe Jesus is God, and that is what we're about to celebrate in this Christmas time, the birth of Jesus, God Almighty, who came in the flesh. If you believe in that, you're an infidel indeed. The following verse, 573, Allah in the Quran said, "Infidel indeed are those who believe that Allah is the third of three." So if you believe in Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, you are an infidel, for sure, for certain. The same Allah in the Quran gave a few hundred verses, which in it he commands the Muslim believers to behead the Christians, simply because they're infidels, to engage in war with the Jews and the Christians. How in the world do you tell me that Allah is the same God, the God of the Bible? And I never heard in all my 50 years living in this world a Muslim who believed that Jesus is Allah. Hmm. We Christians believe that Jesus is God. Muslims don't believe Jesus is God. Everything about Allah is the opposite of what we know. Even the description of Allah in the Quran, he is the best deceiver. I'm sorry, my God's not the best deceiver. He leads people astray. My God will not lead any person astray. And we can go on and on and on with the taboo from the Quran that Allah is Satan. He is not the God of the Bible.
Let's go to Dave in Cookeville, Tennessee. You're on the air, Dave.
I just like to put my give you my input. I worked with a Muslim at GM for quite a few years, and he basically would just come up and tell you to your face that he hated you. You know, you were infidel. And, it got old with me, and I just got to where I wouldn't really pay attention to him until, you know, this has come up with my cousin. She married a Muslim, and she thought that she would convert him to her ways, but he wouldn't convert to her ways, and he tried to get her to convert to his ways, and she wouldn't do it, and he became very violent, and he would take times he would actually just beat her after 4 or 5 years they were married. Mm. And he was very violent, a very violent person, because she would not convert until his beliefs and things. So, what my brother is saying there is I agree with him 100%. And, I thank God that, we live here in America, and I thank God for your radio station, and Merry Christmas to each and every one of you.
God bless you, Dave. Merry Christmas to you, too. Usama, and here he had a Muslim coworker, coming up to him repeatedly, just saying, "I hate you." Basically, you're an infidel.
He's at least being a decent Muslim, not being a liar or a deceiver. He's telling him in his face. Mm-hmm. But another fact we learned from this true information here, that Muslims in America fall in love with our daughters, our granddaughters, and our sisters, with the hope that they will turn them to Islam. There is no person with logic or common sense as a Muslim from the Middle East who will ever think that a female, a white or a black female in America, is any but a filthy creature. Hmm. Because Allah in the Quran said, we are the worst of the creatures. That is the word of Allah. Christians and Jews, those who became infidels, are the worst of the creatures. So they know it. But they're willing to marry us for the hope that they take over America, to make us Muslims. But at the same time, the naive American ladies, they marry these Muslim men for the hope to make them a Christian. But, well, good luck with that. Because you should not be married to a non-believer, period, even if he's a Baptist by name or a Catholic by name. You should marry only born-again Christian. But this is the biggest lie, which, sadly, Brother Jim, repeat itself all over America. Hundreds and hundreds of cases I know of personally who have fallen into this deception.
Let's go to Jerry calling in from Pittsville, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Jerry.
Hello. I was listening to your program, and I have 2 points. One, I completely concur with your guest. I was a Desert Storm vet. I served over in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. Both of those countries, we were there to protect and to liberate. And even though we were there to protect them and liberate them, the people that we were there to protect hated us. And someone might question or say, well, qualify what you mean. Well, there were numerous times where we would travel into the city to be able to try and call home, and we would have citizens try and spit on us in those countries. Also, if you looked at the front of a lot of stores in the downtown area, they would have doormats that were American flags that people would wipe their feet on as they entered the stores. And my second point, and I'll be quick, is that some of this confusion that we have in our own country, I lay right at the feet of Hollywood and all of these different mainstream news media outlets that sugarcoat or downplay the hatred of Christians in Muslim-led countries. And they try to placate, and they try to make it as if it's not so. I served over there personally myself, and I know it to be so.
Jerry, well, thank you for your service. I'm going to have Usama comment on your thoughts here. Go ahead, Usama.
Brother Jim, the numbers of the true Muslim believers in America, according to the liberals, 10% or 20%. If you go to the Middle East, how about 90%? 90% of the Muslim believers in the Middle East hate America. They hate Israel. Let me, by the way, you will never find in America a one Muslim family who like, not love, like Israel. They hate Israel. And Israel to the Muslim is a small devil. America is a great Satan. So now use your imagination.
We have Michelle calling next from Ohio. You're on the air, Michelle.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Brother Yusuf, for what you're doing, and I'll put you on my prayer list because America does need to be aware. I'll be real quick about a couple of points that I want to throw in there about the awareness that we need to have, and then I do have a question for your guest about Abraham and Ishmael. The things I'd like to make note of is, you know, we're concerned about this shooting and training these folks here. There are currently, and all of this can be verified in news broadcasts with live video coverage, as of 2014, there's over 28 camps of property that Islamic Terrorist Network in America has, where they are bringing folks over here. And during the last administration, they brought in over 1 million from various countries, as he was mentioning earlier. And I've studied the Quran a little bit from a Jay Smith, from the one-minute apologist that I've been able to...
Michelle, let me have you go right to your question, please.
Yes. My question would be, just like Hamas was the son of Amalek when God told King Saul to kill all of them, and he didn't. He let that woman live, and then she had a baby, and then there was a curse on the people that Esther later on had to help reverse. Do you believe that because Ishmael came from Abraham and he was not the promise, do you believe that even though he took care of Hagar, that this is the ramifications from Sarah and Abraham not listening to God?
Well, my dear sister, I hate to correct you about the entire question because here's the truth. Ishmael has nothing to do with Arabs. Arabs are descendants of Keturah. You go to Genesis chapter 25, that is Genesis chapter 25, and read about the children of Keturah with Abraham. And there, where they live? They live in the land of the east, where Job used to live, where the Midianite live, where Sheba, the queen of Sheba, the queen of Yemen live. These are the descendants of Keturah. And from these people, the Arab came. So Muhammad had no tie to Ishmael, and Ishmael had nothing to do with Arabs. It's a good thought, and I heard this so many times in the past. The Ishmaelites, by the way, in the same chapter, Genesis 25, verse 18, lived north of Saudi Arabia, far away from Saudi Arabia, between Egypt and Havilah. And they have 12 sons, and they are known Ishmaelites, not Arabs.
Hmm.
So I'm sorry that you may have a good idea, but it's not reality. It's not fact.
Hmm.
I got it.
Thank you, Michelle.
What about the 290 verses in the Quran that tells them to kill us?
Well, these are the serious problem we have with the Quran and Islam. And sadly, our politicians will not get into these. Even so many of those who call moderate Muslims will not get to it. And they will say that these are verses written for some time in the past for self-defense. Mm. Not one of these verses teach Muslims to fight for self-defense, but to go find them, besiege them, kill them, behead them, and so on. The rest is the commands of Allah in the Quran. That is a problem. We need to learn. We need to know.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. Zeke is calling next from Harlan County, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Zeke Williams. I was wanting to congratulate you. The truth that you're bringing forth to people is that the average Christian is hit an imagery of clothes or, you know, dress or so forth, and they don't know anything from Cain to Abel to Ishmael to Isaac, Esau to Jacob. But, you know, the same Lord that created Isaac created Ishmael. He told Hagar that he would make him a wild A-double-S of a man, and he wouldn't even get along with his neighbors. Do you think maybe, as these as Scripture teaches you in Genesis, that these fallen angels had mated with women, do you think this seed of Satan is in the Muslim generation? And I appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, the work of Islam, Brother Jim, is the work of the devil, Satan. Allah, who rejected the deity of Christ, who rejected the death and the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior. And if you don't believe in this simple fact, who Jesus is, as we're about to celebrate Christmas, and why he came in the flesh, there's nothing left in Christianity. And that is what the whole purpose of the work of Satan, Allah, in Islam, to destroy the Christian faith and lead people, not only Muslims to kill others, but Muslims to kill Muslims.
Our number is 800-733-9829. Dean is calling from Muskego. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm trying to study the Quran for myself. I went to Barnes & Noble and purchased the Quran. It's spelled with a Q. And I noticed sometimes Quran is spelled with a K. Is there a difference in the two?
Well, brother, in my true accurate English translation, we spell it by Q because the letter in the Arabic language is the letter kaf, not the letter kaf, which is translated in English by K. But no big deal about how you spell the word. It is what is written in the book. Most likely the Quran you got is a sugar-coated one because it is made by Muslims to help you to become a Muslim. If you found the word jihad in that translation, then you got the right translation. Sadly, it is not. So we encourage you to get our Quran, the generous Quran, and compare it to the one which you have bought from this place, and you will see the differences between our translations and the rest of the English translations which are made by Muslims.
Our guest today is Usama Dakdak from the Straightway of Grace Ministry, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have some more calls, of course, but I want to tell you about a brand new booklet that Usama has just recently put out that's available through his website and available to help you share your faith with Muslims. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network, and we'll be taking your calls here in just a moment.
For the Worldview Weekend Minute, I'm Brennan House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. We've been doing a series on radio and television on information warfare and American Christians. My friend Jeff Nyquist makes a very good point in one of his books, that patriotism and paranoia have now been connected. Patriotism and paranoia. In other words, if you believe in certain values of America, such as national security, national sovereignty, borders, the threat from Islam, the threat from Marxism, the threat from globalism, you're now paranoid. No, you're just really holding to patriotic values. You believe in American values of sovereignty, security, our way of life, our culture, the purpose and function of government, reward the righteous, punish the wicked. Those are patriotic values. Well, now they've been defined as being paranoia. You're crazy. That's why they use terms like Islamophobia, homophobia, and xenophobia.
And Usama made me aware of a new resource that he has on his site just recently. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in the airport, on a bus, in your neighborhood store? You felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but didn't know what to say, even where to begin? The Straight Way of Grace Ministry has now produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those in the deception of Islam. It's 24 pages. It's a mini booklet and will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince the Muslim that the Bible has not been corrupted using just the verses from their own Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. And then finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ and how we can have free eternal life through Christ alone. He has the booklets available on his site. They're a dollar each. You can order a minimum of five copies, and shipping will be free to you. And to do so, you can go to his website, thestraightwayofgrace.org. Thestraightway.org is the website, thestraightway.org. You'll see that little booklet there on the main page, and click through to obtain more information. That's thestraightway.org. Okay, we've got back to the phone lines. Let's see. We got A.B., who's been holding the longest in Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air, A.B.
Yeah, Jim, we want to thank you and Son and Mark. You guys are really great. Thank the Lord that God have given you guys the vision. Islam is going to take over. And the reason why they are going to take over is because America and Europe and the West is killing their offspring, their inheritance.
Yeah.
Through the birth control pill and the physical abortion, we are murdering our children while they have theirs.
Yeah.
And their offspring will be a blessing, like you said, in Canada. That's how they're going to take Canada, in Europe, and America. As we become selfish, as we murder our children, they are having theirs. They're going to have the voting power. They're going to have the laws. It's going to be in their palm of their hands because we are living in some trying times.
Yeah.
In our nation. We thank you for the program.
Thank you, A.B. Great point. Usama, is, as he's pointing out, here we are killing our babies through abortion. We're murdering them. And, Islam is...
Trust me, Brother Jim, as I always say, you will never see a Muslim lady in abortion clinic. You will never see abortion lady in clinic. But, sadly, many of us who literally, I mean, I know some American people are very sincere about praying to end abortion. I say, stop praying about ending abortion. Just don't vote for those who will allow abortion to take over this country. And it's reality. Muslim numbers continue to grow all over the world, in America, and we are shrinking. That's number one. Fact number two, this brother did not mention, is this. Many of our Christian churches all over America, I'm talking about not the liberal churches. The liberal churches love to bring the Muslims to America. And not to love them for Jesus, love to bring them to America to take over America. But the conservative churches, they don't want to get into the topic of educating their people about Islam. I can tell you, Brother Jim, for every 100 churches I communicate with and I call and I beg, please, have me to come to speak in churches. Out of every 100 conservative churches, I get one or two the most. It's a hopeless, hopeless solution.
Let's go to Barry. He's calling from South Milwaukee. You're on the air, Barry.
Good afternoon and God bless, gentlemen. Let us not be deceived. If you could, Usama, could you please, for the audience, describe the principle of taqiyya?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Very well, very well. Quran chapter 3, verse 28, one of the famous verses Muslims know very well. Muslims are taught never to take friends
of the Jews or the Christians. But then Allah gave exception in that verse. He said, except that you should guard yourself from them. So you can see Muslims in America, wonderful people, like maybe this Muhammad Saeed, before he did his attack. I guarantee you, if you talk to many of the people, like we heard from his uncle, they will tell you, these are wonderful Muslim people. Why? Because they were deceived. Because they saw the smile in the face and the words of the lips, I love you, Americans. I love America. Allah taught them, as we read the interpretation of Quran 328, you can take infidels for friends by your tongue, not by your heart. And that is when you are weak in the land. And that is exactly what the Americans are going to live in the next 20 years or 30 years as Muslims continue to grow in America. But when they have the upper hand, that is Quran chapter 47 and verse 35, they will not be peaceful because Allah said, do not be weak calling for peace when you have the upper hand. And that is the great deception of all.
Thank you, Usama. And folks, it is not limited, this situation, just to Pensacola, Florida, and a situation meaning Saudi nationals coming. But we're seeing this happen at other bases, too. Our producer here found an article out of Ellsworth Air Force Base. This is in South Dakota. And this was came out on September of 6, 2019. Ellsworth rolled out the red carpet for 45 foreign defense attachés and their spouses' participation in the 2019 Operations Orientation Program. And mentioned that providing our nation's allies with a better understanding of our military. Very interesting. And the warning goes forth, Usama, whether it be Pensacola or whether it be Ellsworth or other locations, that
there's... Jim, yeah, this is a repeated story, as I said earlier in our program. If we do not learn from the history of the past,
yeah.
Did we learn from the Fort Hood shooter? When Major Nidal Malik Hassan killed 13 people plus a baby, 14, and wounded 30, why we still need to have Muslims here in America to train them and equip them with the best equipment? Mr. Trump selling $110 billion equipment of war to Saudi Arabia? Doesn't make any sense. Make any sense at all.
Usama Daktak, what do you want to leave with the listeners today?
I want us to love the Muslim people right. I want to love them for Jesus. I thank God for every Muslim man and woman here in America. But we cannot continue to bring them to America pretending that if we just love them by our lips, that they will become good citizen Americans. No, we need to love them for Jesus. That's why I wrote that small booklet, The Straight Way to Eternal Life, where in it we can share the love of Jesus with the Muslim people after we convince them that the Quran assures us, which they believe in, that the Bible is perfect and the Quran cannot be the word of God. That's how we love the Muslim people. That's how we fight Islam, by removing Islam from the Muslim people's heart and mind and soul. Because they are victims, Brother Jim. We must love them. Jesus ordered us in the Great Commission to go to the end of the world. And he brought them here from Saudi Arabia. Trust me, you will not have the freedom to share the gospel with a Muslim Saudi in Saudi Arabia. You'll be killed or at least kicked out of the country. But they're here in Pensacola. They're here in South Dakota. They're here in everywhere in America.
Usama, I'm out of time here. I want to get out the website, thestraightway.org. You'll find the booklet on the main page there, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. They're a dollar each. If you get a minimum of five, they'll cover the shipping for you. Usama, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Brother Jim.
And folks, thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.